This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or jump in our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is where we're going to be going next. You can easily get in to the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
To the Discord chat where Mortified Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, everybody. I wanted to call just about the history, present, and future of the state.
Sure.
So Minister Mark, I've heard you say that, the past 9,000 years of human history has been a history of master-slave relationship, and then the state has developed over time and stuff like that. And the state has developed over time from, you know, a chieftainship to a simple despotism to a king's, and then a bureaucracy formed, and then the modern state formed in like the 17th century. And, you know, I'm not someone who thinks that there was never a purpose for these things and for hierarchies and for these kind of organizations, and that I think they have served a purpose. But I think we're coming to a point where, because of advances in human consciousness and society, advances in, of course, in technology, we're starting to see it. We're starting to see the concept of a state perhaps become obsolete in a way that it would not have or could not have in the past. So I think that, you know, I know it's kind of a cliche to say humanity is evolving in this period of time, but, you know, I'm not one to say the state should have never existed. It's always been, maybe has been evil in some ways, you know, from the very simple principles, but it's had a purpose. So, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you guys kind of agree with that kind of view?
I'm ready to get up and walk away from the microphone because my job is done here. This caller has said what I have said better than I could have ever possibly have said it, so I just need to give up the microphone to him. I absolutely 100% agree with your, you know, assessment of what you're coalescing down into a consumable form what I've said in the past. And 100%. I think the state may have had to exist. I can't really argue against that, you know, because how in the world can I put in a double blind test as to whether or not the state would work? However, I can do it today. Somebody could let me operate. Start my own country, buy a piece of property, and then just leave me alone and not send their cops in or their tax collectors or any of these people, and we could see how it went. And then we could say, well, you know, this particular place, things went fine. Ultimately, I do think we're moving towards, a more stateless existence. And what my evidence for that would be, look at the young people. They really get it as far as, less government goes.
Do they?
Enough of them do. I don't need all of them.
Because aren't most young people socialists?
Screw the Bernie supporters. You know, all they want is their college paid for, really.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the young people that I talk to on a regular basis. Libertarianism is catching hold.
But aren't you more likely to talk to libertarian young people because those are the circles in which you run?
Take a look at what happened after Ron Paul. I mean, we've done this show since 2002. Are there more libertarians now than there were?
Presumably, but
there are lots more.
I mean, they're not doing any better politically.
It doesn't take politics. He's talking about a social movement. This is something that could take a long time if everybody continues to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they do other things, you know, change their behavior, maybe they move to New Hampshire, maybe they get involved in one of these projects down in, Honduras with a free city or something like that, and maybe somebody makes something work and we can say, hey, look, statelessness works, at least in this particular instance. So, or well, less government.
You can certainly argue that cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, has been a major shift away from the state, that the state historically has, over generations, had complete control over money in any given society, and to change that, or to begin to change that with cryptocurrency, decentralizing the control of money into the people's hands, that's a huge shift. I don't think most people have really absorbed what that actually means. I think most people look at cryptocurrency as a thing they could make money on right now, you know, because the price has tended to go
not
up
anymore.
Over time.
Not anymore. Not so much anymore, know, with the prices.
You don't prices think people think that they can make money on cryptocurrency anymore?
Well, crypto is very volatile.
Not like it was.
Well, I mean, it's not a constant.
It's not 20,000.
It's not a constant upward trend to new and newer and newer highs like it was at the end of 2017. But I think people can still
was never that. It was never an upward trend from one location to another. It's always been, you know, this run up,
jagged, yeah,
and this fall down, yeah. this roller coaster, this demoralizing fall that then raises to a new high. I mean,
I think people can still
say
it's also still probably being manipulated.
Yeah, sure. Maybe. It's being manipulated.
I think people can still see it, though, Penguin, because, I mean, I can tell you the business owners around here, they're holding on. They're holding on to that crypto.
Yeah.
They have the expectation that it will go up over time.
Too many experts are saying it's going to be, you know, in the five figures by the end of the year for me to, you know.
The five? Isn't it in five figures right now?
No, it's in four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
It's at 6644 at this moment. That is four figures.
Correct. You're right about
that.
You
put a one in front of that, it's five, but I suspect it'll be higher than that.
Well, the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, says, get out if you don't want to lose all of your money, talking about Bitcoin, according to CNBC. What do you think about that?
Me?
I don't know, whoever.
I'm unsurprised that the mainstream media and a person in the mainstream finance industry is telling you not to be in crypto.
Somebody who's a known scam artist is telling you to get out of Bitcoin.
I was just listening to the Motley Fool this weekend. They had on, I believe, somebody who was talking about the long tails in investment, basically saying that that most investors make most of their money from one or two buys. Mm. That's what whoever the guy from Omaha is, Warren Buffett, that's what he said. And then they look at the S&P 500. If you pull out Google, Facebook, and Amazon out of the S&P 500, performance isn't so great. So it's really just a few stocks that people perform. I would like to see the picks that the Wolf of Wall Street has made over the last 5 years. Mm. And if he's been right, really right five times, he's a genius. But that means he was wrong hundreds of other times.
Well, he served 22 months, according to CNBC, at a California prison after pleading guilty in 1999 to a seven-year scheme at his Long Island brokerage, which manipulated the price of stocks and left investors holding nearly worthless securities. According to Belfort, that experience has given him insight into a modern financial asset, Bitcoin. He says in a recent YouTube video, quote, Bitcoin's all based on the great fool's theory. I know this better than anyone in the world. I'm not proud of that, but I do, he says. Now, is anyone familiar with the great fool's theory?
Sounds like all you have to do is get a bunch of people together and, there's a sucker born every minute is what it sounds like.
P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
P.T. Barnum, sucker born every minute.
Right. I mean,
did not understand like what it is, what it means, like the whole fundamentals of blockchain. It's revolutionary.
It is a revolutionary, but don't expect a stock guy to figure that out. A stock guy says, I want to buy a piece of a company, and then people at that company are going to work hard and beat out the other companies, and then my stock's going to go up and wham, bam, money, thank you. But the stock guys never buy commodities. They never say, you know what, this is going to be an awesome year for oranges because the weather's going to stink in California and Florida, so the orange crop's not going to be as big, and therefore, if I buy my oranges now, they're going to be worth a lot more. They don't do commodities. So ask the commodities traders. Ask the foreign exchange traders. Don't ask a stock guy.
So according to Investopedia, the greater fool theory states, and thank you, by the way, Mortified Penguin, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Right on.
The greater fool theory states that it's possible to make money by buying securities, whether or not they are overvalued, by selling them for a profit at a later date. This is because there will always be someone, i.e. a bigger or greater fool, who's willing to pay a higher price. So that's what Jordan Belfort claims Bitcoin is. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free, like freedom. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, we'll take your calls about what you want. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. We've gotten in. We're going to get back into sex robots. but we ended up detouring into Jordan Belfort, who many of you may have seen the Wolf of Wall Street, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Pretty entertaining movie if you've never seen it. He takes Quaaludes, and well, I won't tell you what happens, but it's pretty ridiculous, as you might imagine.
Well, sounds like there's Quaaludes involved.
Yes, Quaaludes are involved, but not in the way that Bill Cosby used Quaaludes. I'll just say that much.
Okay.
We'll get back into that here. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Bitcoin.com is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, and Bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can now use Bitcoin Cash at SaveItPurse.com. We've talked about Save It Purse for years here on Free Talk Live because it works, and we're big fans. We use Save It Purse. I guess I can say we. I know me and you, Mark. We've used it multitudes of times. I can't speak for you, Melanie. Are you a Save It Purse user?
I don't really buy stuff that much. So.
Well, if you ever do buy stuff, you can save 20% or more. Or less. It's up to you. You can decide what percentage you want to save, up to 33% off. You can save 20%. Usually I won't go any lower than 20%, and I will get whatever item it is that I want to get within, usually it gets ordered for me within 24 hours. It's basically anything you want to buy on Amazon. You decide the price discount that you get, and you can pay for it with Bitcoin. In fact, you have to pay for it with Bitcoin, and now you can use Bitcoin Cash. So if you're tired of the old Bitcoin, the old BTC with its slowness and high fees or tendency towards high fees, you can now use Bitcoin Cash natively over at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. If you like to save big time, and this is no joke, this sounds too good to be true. I get it. If you're new to the Free Talk Live, you're like, yeah, right. 20% off of Amazon. Sure. No, it's real. This actually is real.
Yeah, I mean, we do it all the time.
I've done it more than 120, I think 130 times over the last 3 years. Basically, everything I've ordered at Amazon has been through Save It Purse.
It's a little more inconvenient, but it's worth it for that kind of savings.
For 20% off, you better believe it.
We just purchased an item off of Amazon. I think it was hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
So when you get 20% off of $200, you're talking about $40. In this case, you have to make sure that you're there at home to receive it and look at the package within a few hours. So you can't just have it delivered to your house and come back in days or something.
Yeah, you don't want to have it delivered while you're on vacation.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
That would be bad. Because the people on the other end, they're waiting for their crypto. They want to get their crypto. And so, anyway, it's really cool. Go to SaveATPurse, SaveItPurse.com.
If you're confused by what we say, there's a video right there. Just go sign up for your account, watch the video, fund the account. You're in good shape.
All right. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. A little bit more from the so-called Wolf of Wall Street. He says that Bitcoin is based on the greater fool's theory, which suggests that he believes that Bitcoin isn't actually anything beyond speculation, people speculating on top of speculating on top of speculating.
Well, that's what it is. It's speculation.
No, it's not. It's a technology that is actually usable and useful in the marketplace.
Yep.
It's not pure speculation. There's a network behind it.
We just talked about one of the useful useful aspects of the technology.
There are people speculating on it, no doubt about it.
Yep.
But there's something to it. It's not like, you know, some pie-in-the-sky concept that people are saying is going to be a thing in the future. It's a thing now, and it's useful now. Now, arguably, Bitcoin, BTC, is not as useful as it once was because of its increased fees that it's been seeing over the last year or two. But the technology behind it, the blockchain technology, the idea of a decentralized, distributed public ledger, this is the, you know, the advancement that is Bitcoin. It's not necessarily Bitcoin itself, because anything can be like Bitcoin. Others have copied Bitcoin and modified Bitcoin, and that's why you have Dash, and that's why you have these other cryptocurrencies, Zencash and others that have sort of tried to improve upon the original formula, so to speak. But Belfort says Bitcoin's price surges, this is according to CNBC, are thanks to only a belief by buyers that there will continue to be greater fools who they can sell the asset to at a higher price. And that may be true. I mean, that may be part of what's pushed up Bitcoin's price. Bitcoin has traded near around $6,600 early this week. According to data from CoinDesk, in 2017, Bitcoin soared from below 1,000 to over 19,000 in December before plummeting at the start of the year. Quote, he says, there's no fundamental value with Bitcoin. It's all based on the next guy and the next guy. Get out if you don't want to lose all of your money, because there's a very good chance it's going to crack. And when it cracks, you're not going to be able to sell on the way down. There will be no liquidity.
So,
are you scared?
No, because they're asking a stock guy about investments and expecting a stock guy to say that other types of investments are a good idea. I've heard stock guys say things like, well, bonds aren't actually an investment.
Then what are they?
Well, because a stock guy is going to say an investment means that you need to put money into a company, employees are going to work, and since you're an owner, you're going to profit. That's what an investment is. Whereas
an investment's anything that could go up or down in value and involves risk, right?
That's a definition as you define it,
yeah,
not as they're going to define it.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what I've experienced. You know, when you're asking a stock guy about a commodity, in this case it's a virtual commodity, and he says there's no fundamental value, okay, if I decided to liquidate the company, there would be no fundamental value. However, Bitcoin, as a technology, has been around since 2009.
Yep.
I've been involved since 2011. I have watched the greatest minds on the planet, not some huckster who spends 8 years in prison for selling crappy investments, but the greatest minds on the planet getting involved in this technology, building new infrastructure. So, no, Bitcoin doesn't own anything because it's not a company.
That's right.
But there are lots of companies that own lots of things that are based on the Bitcoin technology.
Correct.
So,
because it's open source and you don't have to license that thing.
To say that a technology that allows you to move money instantaneously, peer-to-peer, without any government or banking interference, has no value is
ignorance.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's ignorance.
Yeah. Willful. It's either willful or just straight-up ignorance. I mean, it's just... Are they doing this on purpose? Are
he
they
doesn't
being
want to think. I think many of these people don't want to think about it. Look, mm-hmm. We have a functioning currency. What do you want a new currency for?
Well, right, I want
I want a new currency because people like you fund the military-industrial complex and blow up people's wedding parties around the world. What? Like, they don't want to have a conversation like that. They're not going to come on this show and defend the fiat government currency system because that'd be foolishness on their part.
According to the story at CNBC, of course, Belfort isn't alone. They cite billionaires Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have similarly criticized Bitcoin. Gates told CNBC on Squawk Box earlier this year, quote, as an asset class, you're not producing anything, and so you shouldn't expect it to go up. It's kind of a pure greater fool theory type of investment.
Right.
Bitcoin and
ICOs.
You're
not producing anything, so you shouldn't expect it to go up, which means
they've produced a better money is what they've done. They've
right.
produced
it's
something
that works better. It's a commodity, just like oranges, just like pork bellies, just like gold.
But it's not just like those things, because you can easily trade this particular commodity. You don't. If you're going to send somebody oranges, then there's packing, there's shipping, there's rotting, there's all kinds of problems.
Just get on the commodity exchange, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and you'll find that you can exchange them very easily.
There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, President Trump will announce his next Supreme Court nominee, Justin Walker, clerk for both Anthony Kennedy and Brett Kavanaugh. He talks about the notion that Kavanaugh is the establishment candidate.
You know, actually, Judge Kavanaugh is the opposite of the sort of Georgetown cocktail party crowd. The guy is a family man. He coaches his daughter's basketball team. He's run a marathon twice. And he'd much rather have a beer and watch a hockey game than go to any kind of fancy D.C. insider thing. In fact, I'll tell you, the last time I saw him, he had to push back our morning meeting because he'd been up so late the night before celebrating the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup victory.
Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants the identification and location of all of their nuclear sites. That's fuel, storage, research, testing.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you. Then you win. Now, I don't know who it was that originally said that statement, but it's been passed around often enough, and it seems true enough. They are definitely not ignoring Bitcoin at this point. Some people are laughing, but I would say we're in the fighting phase. There's all kinds of attacks constantly against Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, especially by people in the sort of the money mainstream, whether it be on television, on the talking head shows, or, you know, in other forms of media, in the Wall Street Journals and CNBCs and elsewhere, or just regular old mainstream media. These guys are on the attack against cryptocurrency. The bankers, the heads of these, you know, big mega corporations, these money corporations, some of which are also simultaneously, while attacking cryptocurrency, quietly investing in cryptocurrency and crypto blockchain technology and things like that. So on one,
which is really sad that you can get caught investing in cryptocurrency when you're trying to do it secretly. You've got to be really bad at it.
Indeed. So we've got that story. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Like probably Union leader Nicholas Klein in 1914. But
he was
trying to sum up Gandhi's thoughts.
Oh, the quote.
Yeah.
Okay, the first, they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you,
and then you win. By the way, this is just an axiom. It's not the truth.
It's observable, though. Like, you can see the pattern to some extent, right?
In a lot of things. Sure, because you're looking at things that people, one, doing.
It's true. You could lose.
Right. Look at things that people lost doing and see whether or not it follows this pattern. In which case, it probably will. Like, you know, they just got ignored. They got ignored and laughed at. They got ignored, laughed at, and fought against.
And they lost.
And then they lost.
Yeah, it can happen.
Right.
So we were talking about the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, on the attack against Bitcoin. But it's not just him. Bill Gates also claiming that Bitcoin is what they're calling a greater fool theory. Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway agrees, also a longtime cryptocurrency critic. He explained Bitcoin's supposed lack of intrinsic value, saying, quote, "You're just hoping the next guy pays more. And you only feel you'll find the next guy to pay more if he thinks he's going to find someone that's going to pay more." As though that's all there is to Bitcoin. It's just some sort of pyramid scheme. It's some kind of Ponzi scam.
Well, I mean, of course that's what he's going to say. Look at it. The stock market's been on a run for 9 years now, right?
I don't know. I don't pay any attention.
Okay. The stock market's been on a run for 9 years.
Okay.
Its average runs are 7.
So you're saying it's overdue for
what's going to happen?
It's going to fall.
Well, I mean, he wants his numbers up as high as he can get them for as long as he can get them.
Mm-hmm.
He's due for a fall. And where's the money going to go? Where do bears usually go when the stock market tanks?
Bears are people who...
Where do people put their money when the stock market tanks?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Anyone? No. Municipal bonds.
Okay.
Bonds. Gold. Silver.
Okay.
All right? They take the safe stuff.
Right.
At this point, it's possible some percentage, and it doesn't have to be large when it comes to the Bitcoin market cap, right? It doesn't have to be a lot of people to take this step.
Bitcoin market cap's what, $100 billion right now?
Something like that.
Something like that.
But some percentage of these people, probably, if even as 1% or 2%, says, you know, it used to be gold I'd run to. Now I think I'm going to run to Bitcoin, mm-hmm. or at least run partially to Bitcoin.
Sure.
If that happens, you're on your bull run again. And
you're saying it won't take much.
It's not going to take much.
Proponents of the cryptocurrency, however, argue that...
Oh, by the way, the experts now are writing that basically Bitcoin can't go to zero.
Which experts?
People that write in these cryptocurrency articles.
Is that because it's so, you know, integrated? There's so much going on around it?
There's too much out there for it to just go away at this point. The people that are saying it's going to zero don't understand anything about it.
They definitely don't understand.
And they're just talking. Now, what you're trying to do is you're trying to cement this Wolf of Wall Street guy into his words. You're the tech writer out there saying, all right, Bill Gates said we'd never need more than 128K.
640K.
Whatever it was. I don't care. obviously.
He was wrong.
Yeah, he was clearly wrong. By the way, when Bill Gates says that Bitcoin's not going to happen, what's IBM say?
Because
they
know.
Say IBM is pretty thoroughly invested in blockchain right now. That might be a stock that I would be looking at.
But proponents, okay.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who's successful at running a company isn't necessarily successful in either cryptology or investments.
Sure.
And when Bill Gates tries to give investment advice, the only thing I think of is how long it takes Windows 10 to start. Which is not really a direct causation, but it's just... I can't not go there.
Well, Windows 10 actually not so bad at starting up these days because of SSD drives, which can load anything faster, so the technology's...
Well, then it must be really bad, because with all that, it still takes 15 minutes. Sometime.
You must be installing updates or something like that. But
it installs updates 27 times a day.
Proponents for cryptocurrency, however, argue the blockchain technology underpinning Bitcoin will revolutionize financial systems and become more valuable in the process. Bitcoin investor and venture capitalist Cameron Winklevoss told CNBC in February he estimates the market capitalization could reach $5 trillion based on an analysis of the gold market. His twin brother Tyler Winklevoss added, quote, "You know, the criticisms are just a failure of the imagination." Financial institutions are also eyeing the industry. In May, Goldman Sachs announced plans to open a Bitcoin trading operation, and Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse told CNBC he anticipates dozens of banks will be using its blockchain products and cryptocurrency which is called Ripple, by the end of, or excuse me, by next year. For Belfort, the whole idea seems a bit too familiar. He says, quote, "I lived this. I was the guy on the other side of it. I know what's going on. And this is the beginning of the end." So there you go.
All right. I've got
the doom prediction
from BusinessInsider.com. 11 hilariously wrong predictions about the internet.
Oh, wow.
In 1998, issue of Byte magazine, Edmond de Jesus made the claim that Y2K is a crisis without precedent in human history.
I remember Y2K. Man, they were really freaking out about that on Coast to Coast AM back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
They were selling all kinds of
Robert
products.
Robert Metcalf, the inventor of Ethernet, wrote an article for InfoWorld. I used to have a subscription to that magazine. In December 1995, in which he predicted, "I predict the internet will soon go spectacularly supernova and in 1996 catastrophically collapse."
Oh my.
1996.
Wrong.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Andrew Keen, the most prominent commentators in internet culture during Web 2.0 movement, thought the economic crisis of 2008 would have a huge impact on how we use the internet. Apparently not. Here it says he thought that Knoll, Google's Wikipedia competitor, would end up on top. So Knoll,
the hell is that?
Right, some site I've never heard of is the Wikipedia competitor. And Google would shut down Knoll back. Google shut down Knoll back in April 2012.
Google shut down a bunch of failed projects.
Well, you've got to
try different things.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. That's the whole long tail theory here. Is you've got to fail 100 times to have 2 or 3 great projects.
Right.
Yeah, he predicted the Atlantic, that's a magazine, would overcome the Huffington Post, which is now the 15th largest site right. in the U.S. according to Quantcast. The Atlantic is 234th. The Atlantic puts out a lot of great articles, but not beating HuffPo. Despite
you mentioned Byte magazine earlier. Yeah. Apparently that ended in July of 1998.
Yeah.
They didn't see that one coming.
Despite Google's dominance of the search market, Keen thought people would come to prefer Mahalo, the human search engine, to Google because its results are more curated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just not happening.
And these are tech people making these predictions.
Yeah.
Of them.
Hulu was going to overcome YouTube because of professional content.
Well, Hulu's still there, at least. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want to control the airwaves. We can come back to sex bots or whatever next.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. I am right now crafting my nightly show prep post for the Free Talk Live forum, where I will include a link to the Wolf of Wall Street story and whatever other news that I cover here tonight on the show. I don't know if you guys post your prep anywhere, but you should ought to do it. If you're going to, you should do it on the forum at forum.freetalklive.com. That is where Free Talk Live listeners can go. One of the places that Free Talk Live listeners like you can go to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And some of the hosts of the program are also there as well. It's free to use it over at forum.freetalklive.com.
I hold all my show prep hostage, and then people can pay me for it.
Has that ever happened?
No.
Okay. So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room at Discord.LRN.FM. We're going to go back to your phones here, our phone calls here in just a moment. However, I do want to continue with the discussion because I never really got to my question about these sex robot / sex doll brothels that are apparently a thing in Europe. There are at least two of them that one company has opened up. The company, according to dailystar.co.uk, is called Lumadolls, and they're looking to open up their third location somewhere in Europe. And so apparently, you know, some people are willing, presumably men, are willing to pay for a room in which they can then go and hump a doll. And, you know, I don't get it personally, but whatever floats your boat.
Neither of the guys going in to get the dolls.
What's that?
Neither of the guys that go in and get the dolls.
You don't think they understand?
They don't get it.
It's a joke. It's a play on words.
They don't get sex, you mean, from females?
God, I want to die. I want to die.
Ian, I don't think, is a human.
Is that what you were referring to, though?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks. So, yeah, I wasn't sure what you were referring to with it. Anyway, so my point here, my question is, like, we've talked about prostitution on Free Talk Live, about how it should be legal, and that it's just, you know, sex and money, and, like, why can't you...
You can earn money.
Yeah.
You can have sex. Both of them are legal. You can't earn money by having sex. That's illegal.
So, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that would tell us that sex with dolls should also be made illegal.
But most of those people also have other sex toys in their drawers at home
that they won't admit
to. So they can STF you.
So, but what I want to know is, why would it be legal to have sex with a doll, but not have sex with a person? Or, but to have sex with a person is also illegal.
Why is it illegal to pay to have sex? Why is it legal to pay to have sex with a doll,
but not a person?
Illegal to pay to have sex with a person.
Well, the prostitution statutes, as they stand, probably only cover humans.
Persons?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And just because it never occurred to them when they were writing them that it might cover anything else.
Right, because ultimately, is what's illegal about sex with another person for money, is it the fact that that person has a soul? You know, like that person's another living, breathing human being? Because fundamentally, what's the difference between, you know, somebody humping a doll in a bed versus somebody humping somebody that they're paying to be there,
well,
essentially their doll?
One is definitely more risky than the other.
As far as STDs?
Reasons. STDs, babies, all
that. But that's not the reason they made it illegal.
But it's also, you can, I think the argument can be made. And they should both be legal. You should.
Sure.
It should be legal to be as weird as you want, and then people can disassociate from you if they want to. But I think the argument can be made that one is more harmful than the other.
Harmful to the individual?
Yeah.
Or harmful to society?
Just sleeping with 7 random people a day can't be good for you, even if you avoid all the physical consequences of that.
But, of course, in a legal prostitution market, there are remediations and, you know, there are issues that you know, these professionals deal with. They deal with STDs. They, you know, insist their customers use protection. It's relatively clean from what
I
understand.
Right. So there is no form of protection that is 100%,
that's
and
true.
Everyone will tell you that. So that risk is still there.
It's there.
Even if it's, you know, 2% instead of 100%.
But what's the risk of, you know, an STD left over and a badly cleaned doll? I mean, couldn't somebody pick up, you know, if the cleaning guy doesn't do a good job on the dolls and, you know, you get an open sore on your genitalia, in theory, you could pick something up.
Or the cleaning person gets this STD just from, you know, an open cut.
Sure.
Right, yeah. So I'm sure that
could
happen.
So there could be a risk there.
But because the dolls aren't biological organisms themselves, I'm sure the risk is much lower.
Do you think that it was the risk of STD that made it?
But then you're only, I don't know, but then you're only getting rid of the physical risks. You're not getting rid of the, this is probably a bad plan for your life kind of risks.
What do you mean, having sex with a prostitute?
Or either that or from the prostitute standpoint, I don't imagine that that's good for your mental health. Like, there's no way, no one...
Oh, I disagree. I mean, there will be sex professionals who will tell you they are just fine mentally. They make a lot of money. They save that money. They went to college with it or whatever. There's all kinds of people with positive stories. They're not all a bunch of deadbeat drunks and
drug users. I didn't
say they
were deadbeat drunks.
This is a difficult topic for anyone to take on and not put themselves in. Like, good people put themselves in the shoes of others about whom they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie, good person.
Sure.
Trying to imagine what her life would be like if she was a prostitute, knowing that it would affect her mental state horribly. What we have to realize here is that, yes, it horribly affects the mental state of some prostitutes.
Sure.
Yes, some prostitutes can do this without it affecting their mental state horribly.
Yeah.
So one way or the other, I don't know. What I would say about this is that, yes, somebody wants to stop rubber doll sex, and if you want evidence, all you have to do is look for the articles where people have been arrested for having rubber dolls of children.
Yeah, that was an issue, or has been an issue,
right?
And will continue likely to be an issue.
So that's where it comes in the door, right? So if having sex with a rubber doll is okay, but having sex with a diminutive rubber doll is not okay.
They haven't prohibited that yet, though, have they?
They're arresting people for it. They don't know how, they don't know why, but they're doing it.
Simulated child porn is illegal in some jurisdictions.
So my question is really for people, if there's somebody out there that believes, oh yeah, prostitution should be illegal, but sex with a doll should be legal, well, what about sex with a robot? What
robots aren't people.
Okay, but what about sex with a robot when they start to really look like people? What about sex with a robot when the robot really starts to act like people? Because right now you just got, presumably, dolls that just lay there. Eventually, the robot would, presumably do other things once it's programmed to do those things and respond to you. What about the robot that can pass the Turing test and you can't tell the damn difference between whether it's a human or not? So where do you draw the line? If you're drawing the line and saying that it's okay to have sex with a doll, but it's not okay to have sex for money with a human being, where does that line actually get drawn?
Yeah, see, I think that is a... And legally, I wouldn't draw it anywhere, but I think that is a pretty solid human-not-human line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these aren't
It's solid
even,
between a doll and a human, but it's not so solid between a robot that
Yes, it is, because it's a robot is still a
human.
Machine.
Yeah, but
okay,
if
so,
you can't tell the difference, then is it really a robot? I mean, obviously it is a robot, but if you can't tell, if you ask it a bunch of questions and it passes the Turing test, which is a test in order to tell, the level of intelligence.
The Turing test is not really for that. The Turing test is usually always done in the absence of any other signals other than just text. So that, I don't know if that's even a valid standard for a in-person Android test, but there's still, as long as you know it's a robot and you don't think it's a person, which is just a separate issue, there is a solid line between human beings and machinery. So while you might have a different opinion on the creepiness level of any of this, which I don't really see how it's all that different, yeah, there is a valid place, there is a valid line to be drawn at humans.
Mm. Robots are obviously going to drive humans out of the sex industry once they become lifelike enough. The reason being is because sex is still significant to humans. It is insignificant to robots,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's not just another act that I'm programmed to do.
Sure.
Meaningless. For a robot will have sex for a Tic Tac or $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So pricing structure doesn't fit in there.
And the robot doesn't care if it gets the $1,000, and
whereas
that just goes to the pimp.
An attractive woman may have sex for $1,500. She will not have sex for $150.
Plus, the economics is also going to edge out humans, I think, in this. Because, as you pointed out, one maintenance person is a lot cheaper to employ than a whole gaggle of female or human prostitutes.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. And again, the robots don't care if they get a cut of the money. 855-450-3733. We're coming up. Free time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.